إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are on the subject of difference of opinion yesterday, which I started that discussion today. I said we'll talk about the what one must do and how to differ, the adab ul-ikhtilaf. As I mentioned to you, there are many instances of differences of opinion and discussions and debates among our Salaf on very important matters of religion, but never in the entire history which I have read is there any instance of any of the Salaf criticizing each other or lambasting each other or maligning each other or bad talking each other because of the difference of opinion. The position of the Salaf has always been, in the words of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayh, that I am correct, I believe I am correct with the possibility of being wrong. And I believe my brother is wrong with the possibility of being correct. And that is the position of the ulama. The purpose of knowledge is for us to become humble. It is not for us to become arrogant. Knowledge that produces arrogance is the knowledge of Iblis, of Shaitan, which is that's what happened to him. He was knowledgeable, and that knowledge produced arrogance. And when it produced arrogance, that is what took him to Jahannam. Because he said, Ana khairun minhu. He said, I am better than him, Adam alayhi salam. So that is arrogance. And that's what landed him in the hellfire. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from arrogance of every kind. Now, issue of adab. What are the adab? There are five things to remember when we have a difference of opinion. And this difference of opinion is not necessarily only on religion. It can be anything. It can be in our business meetings. It can be in our schools. It can be at home, between the family, between brothers, between husband and wife, parents and children. Any kind of difference of opinion, it's extremely important to remember these five things. Number one is that a difference of opinion indicates interest and commitment. A person who is not interested will have no difference of opinion. If you say, I think I would like to do this, they go, do it. What do I care? I mean, do one way or the other. You know, you succeed or you fail or you drop dead. I mean, it makes no difference to me. So why should I bother? The person who is disagreeing is somebody who is interested, who has some level of commitment. So therefore, only the interested and the committed can disagree. Others are not. So very important is that when you find a difference of opinion, then appreciate the fact that the other person has the interest to even engage with you. That itself is something that is worthy of appreciation. So you say, Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah khair, for your interest, for taking the time to think about what I have said, for your response and so on, and make dua and say that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for your interest in the matter and enable us to do that which is pleasing to him. So start with this dua for the person who has disagreed with you. Number two is that always remember that in matters of opinion, and I'm talking about now religious things, in matters of opinion which are not clearly defined in the Quran or Sunnah, stating an opinion as the only correct way itself is incorrect. Imam Malik rahmatullah used to say that we do not use the word haram for anything which Allah has not specifically mentioned in the Quran as haram. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Lahmul khinzir, the flesh of pigs is haram, so we say it's haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, gambling is haram, so we say it's haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, alcohol is haram, so we say it's haram. But anything else, we do not use the term haram. Right? We say some other word. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who is one of the greatest ulama of this ummah, who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made specific dua and said, Ya Allah, give him the ta'wil of the Quran. His way, if you read the way he used to say, when he made a ruling on something, he used to say, I do not know whether the person will find this deed amongst his good deeds or his bad deeds. These are not people who are trying to be wishy-washy or they are trying to run away from responsibility. No. That is the level of their taqwa and that is the level of their own understanding of themselves and of their own humanity to say that I will not make a statement to say he is wrong. I don't know whether he is wrong. This is my opinion in this particular matter. I think that this person is mistaken. So, saying definitively that this person, now take this position of the Salaf and today people are ready to pronounce takfir on somebody. He is a kafir. People are not, our Salaf were people who were not even ready to say somebody is wrong. And that's not because they had doubts about that. They didn't have doubts about it. But that was their humility, that was their tawadeh, that they used to do this. So, very important, don't talk, do not say that, do not state an opinion as that's the only one. Because the important thing is that neither you nor the other person is getting any wahi. So, don't talk as if you are receiving wahi. Don't give an opinion based on your subjective understanding. The other person has an opinion based on his understanding. Both of you are ordinary people, you are not anbiya. So, do not forget that, always remember that. And remember that, as I said, mentioned before, the principle of the fuqaha, which is in the words of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi, but that was the position of all the fuqaha, all the a'imma. I believe my opinion is correct with the possibility of being wrong. And I believe that the opinion of the other is incorrect with the possibility of being correct. So, humility is the safety net that saves us from arrogance and from the anger of Allah. Number three, don't criticize the other opinion even if you think it is wrong. After all, we can all agree that at worst, the opinion may be a mistake in understanding or a lack of attention to a particular aspect of the case. It is not a case of an evil shaitan trying to destroy Islam. So, make excuses for the brother as Rasulullah advised us. He said, make 70 excuses for your brother. And don't criticize. Don't use words like silly, shallow, stupid, narrow-minded, anything like that. Don't attack the individual personally. Never attack the individual personally because that only shows you up in the worst light and closes the door for any objective consideration of what you're about to say. Because when we criticize people, when you, especially if you attack people, then the person is so involved in feeling bad about your attack that he's not listening to any logic. He's just feeling bad. This man, he called me a fool or something. You know, now I'm not interested in listening to him. So even when you talk good stuff, the way you say it, sometimes it is so bad that the good stuff is missed. People get stuck with your words or your tone of voice or whatever we did. So if you really are interested in people paying attention to us, then good manners and civil speech is number one criterion of that. Number four. Out of the five, state your perspective on the matter and give your opinion with your evidence objectively, confidently and independently of whatever the other person stated. Don't refer to the other opinion or to its maker at all. For example, somebody saying something, don't say, he is wrong. I don't agree with him. He has no law. No. You say what you have to say. Don't worry. Whatever he said. Because when you say what you have to say, automatically it will become clear to the people that your opinion is different from whatever else has been stated. There is no need for you to say, I don't agree, he is wrong. No, no need. There is absolutely no need. So, very important, don't refer to the other opinion or to its maker at all. It's there for people to read if they please. You are not trying to compare yourself to the other person and you are not trying to show how much smarter you are. So, simply state your case. Guard your own ikhlas and niyyah. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger if he should consider your approach to be arrogance. And remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said that on the day of judgment, Allah will humiliate the one who insults and attacks the honor of his brother. So, stay far away from anything which may appear to be insulting or humiliating in the way you refer to the opinion of the other person. Very important thing to remember, especially when we are angry about something. We say whatever we want to say. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will humiliate the person who insults and who humiliates his brother. And this is brother in the general sense. It is not brother as in blood relation. It is not brother as in Muslim brother. Anyone. So, if somebody has done something wrong, say it nicely. I am not saying you have to accept something wrong. You don't have to accept. You should not accept something wrong. Why should you accept? You have a right to the right thing. But go about it with decency, with humility, with understanding. And finally, thank the other person for his or her opinion and interest and remind whoever is listening to you, that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and that we are all trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A difference of opinion in a matter of interpretation that creates a division among Muslims is a tool of shaitan. So let us not help shaitan to achieve his aim. And that's the meaning also of the ayah which I mentioned yesterday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah did not say, وَلَا تَخْتَلِفُوا. Allah said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not form divisions, do not form barriers between each other. By all means differ, because if two intelligent people are engaging in a discussion, it is very healthy to have two different opinions, because it helps us to dig deeper, helps us to look at things from different aspects. But if that is resulting in bad blood between the people, then obviously there's no sense in that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us humility, to give us understanding, to give us the ability to do everything only with one intention, which is to please Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.